Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, George Pfeiffer. Boy, a whole lot has happened since the last time we talked. They've had three games under their belt, going 2-1 over that stretch, winning a couple of games at home against Colorado Christian and the University of Mary, both very tight affairs, and then losing on the road against Augustana College. Before we really get into those games, let's just kind of look at encompass the season as we've gone so far along, George. I guess just like anything else, some good things, some bad things, and some things probably in between so far.
Well, I think you're right on with that, Ken. I think we the games have been really good for us. They've helped us as a coaching staff, and I think helped our team understand what we have to do to get better. It's highlighted some of our strengths, and it's given us an opportunity to take what we do in practice and put it into actual play. And I've said it a bunch that games are the best teachers. So those three games provided us with a lot of different variety. And so, you know, we were able to come back over the holidays and spend a lot of time in the gym. And we were able to work on us. I think sometimes we get lost with, you know, you play a game, then a couple of days later you go play another game, and so you're kind of prepping for the next team. And inside of doing that, you can, you know, you lose some of your fundamental base. And we we've tried to go back and rediscover some of that and reinforce those habits.
You know, when you won that squeaker against Colorado Christian, I was like a kid in a candy store after that game. I went home and my daughter says, "Well, how was the game?" I said, "One of the best college games I've ever seen." And she says, "You always say that every time you come back from an MSUB men's game." And I started thinking about it. I probably have said that a few times, but you know what? It really was. I mean, for a season opening game, and let's just talk about it from a fan standpoint, boy, that one just about had it all.
Well, they're very, very good. I mean, we talked about it before we played them, that, you know, they played Weber State, you know, right down to the nubs. There were two down to Montana State. You know, they've got weapons. They're very experienced. They're picked number two in the RMAC in the preseason polls, and so that, you know, they're a bona fide. That was a bona fide win for our basketball program. What was good for us is that there were lots of different players at certain times during that game made plays and had positive moments. They create a lot of different challenges with what they do offensively and their ability to shoot the basketball. You know, we probably won't see a post player better than the one that we saw in the Colorado Christian game. And so, you know, I thought at that time of the year, with as many new fresh faces as we had, for us to figure out a way to get the win. And you know, we were in a comfortable situation. We were up, you know, we were up 10. We missed some easy shots, I thought, some the shots that we wanted to take, and they came right back down the floor, made some tough threes, the bank-in three when the score was 70-67. You know, the possession before, we just held them to a shot clock violation. You know, so I thought, you know, the competitive spirit that our team had, you know, we talked about it at the very beginning. We were talking about the preseason. We lost a lot of close games last year. And so now we've been, you know, two of our wins have been close games, and we've found a way to dig those out. And so in that respect, I think that's a positive.
Yeah, a lot of wow moments, I like to call them. You know, a lot of moments where you're just saying, man, did that just happen? Whether it was on the defensive end or the offensive end. And certainly I'm sure there were some things that didn't go like as well as you'd like, but particularly from the standpoint of the point guard position. And you had a good one last year, but, boy, we haven't missed a beat this year. That gentleman is going to have some big moments for you this year.
Well, you know, DeVell's been in, you know, he's been in the bright lights before. He's played in some pretty pressure-packed situations, and he always seems to find a way to come through for you, either him making a basket or like in the Mary game where he drove in and dish the ball off to Derek for an easy basket. So, you know, we were fortunate to make the plays that we had to make. The Mary game, we come out, we go 10 for 23 from the free throw line. We had a possession in there, several possessions in there, I think, where we missed either five or six free throws in a row. And usually those things can spell doom right away. You just go back, well, that's why you lost the game. But we found a way to dig that one out. You know, Mary came in and played really scrappy. Their point guard's really quick, and they weren't a very tall team, so they created matchup problems for you because a lot of their post players were 3-4 type guys. And so that, you know, that in itself created an issue for us. And so when you're missing the easy ones next to the basket that you have the advantage are with, and then you go 10 for 23, and then you look back and you say, well, you won that game, you know, that's a real positive for us.
All right, we'll be back with the second part of the Coach's Show. Talk a little bit more about the win over Colorado Christian and the win over University of Mary, along with the flip side, the loss to Augustana College. That'll be coming up on the second part of the Coach's Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa check card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, George Pfeiffer. George, I've got to tell you, it wasn't long into that Colorado Christian game, and Newhouse had had a couple of big moments. He was a big post player for Colorado Christian, and I said right then, I said, that's really going to be a problem for us. And I got to be honest with you, as the game went on, and not that he didn't hurt you, I think he ends up with about 19 points and did well on the rebounding end too. But you know what? He didn't hurt you as bad as he could have. I thought that despite the fact that certainly he did his damage, and I expect he'll do damage about every team he plays this year, I thought for the most part you guys did a pretty good job with it.
Well, what happens in a game like that is that you pick your poison. And so, you know, he gets 19 points. But we had to play pick on ball, you know, a different way. And because we played the pick on ball a different way, we allowed some of their other players to have better looks at the basket. And near the end of the game, they started making them. There was a juncture at about the 4-minute mark where we changed to playing the pick on ball a different way, which allowed, the first time we did it, we got away with it. Created a stop, which was, you know, and obviously ends up to be critical in a last possession game. And the very next possession down the floor, they slip this guy free, they throw it to him, and he, you know, power dunks it on us. And so we have to go back to the, you know, to the other mode. But he's a load, and he's going to be a load for everybody. I know in talking to Randy Ray at Weber State, he says, you know, we'd take this guy in a heartbeat. So it was interesting talking to their coach afterwards. I says, you know, this guy wasn't that good. I mean, he was a good player last year, don't get me wrong, but he's not anywhere. He was no, you know, if he was a stock, he was a $25 stock, and now he's a $100 stock. I said, what happened? And he just says, you know, during the course of the summer, he just kind of came back and says, you know, I really want to play. And he says, I really like basketball, whereas before he probably didn't, you know, like it as much. So good for Colorado Christian, because that whole mindset has certainly changed him into a very dominant basketball player.
And on the flip side, though, let's talk about your offense, because I think it's a similar situation there. One thing I noticed when Jackson, when he penetrates, good things tend to happen for Montana State Billings, not only from the standpoint that can he take it to the hoop, which he did right at the buzzer there against Colorado Christian, but he's also got the ability to dish it out. I think the one thing I saw in the two games that I've seen you play this year, you have the ability to hurt teams in a lot of different ways, and once that all comes together, you know, look out.
Well, you know, offensively going into that game, or, you know, after those two games at home, we were shooting 50%. I don't know what we're shooting now, but it's certainly not 50%. But, you know, and that's what we tell our players, you know, shoot 50%. That's your goal. And post players, we'd like you to shoot better. And we do, you know, we really made a commitment to shooting this year. You know, a lot of my older, I'm getting to be one of those older coaches, I guess, but a lot of those older coaches say, you know, how much time a day do you spend on shooting? And we literally spend the first 30 minutes of our practice on shooting the basketball. Maybe it's live one-on-one, maybe it's just, you know, group shooting. But we want to take a lot of shots, because in the end, no matter what offense you run, you want to make them. And so, well, we're a little bit disjointed, and sometimes we're not as patient offensively as I'd like to be. I think we're doing really good things in the open court and transition. I think that plays to our guys' strength. But as you get into better and better teams, you're going to have to execute in the half court. I've always believed that. And so, you know, we need to tighten up what we do, you know, sometimes I think we over hunt, you know, or we take shots early in a possession, whereas if we were just a little bit more patient and ran the offense to the next level or to the next level, instead of getting a good look at the basket, we could get an excellent look at the basket. And plus, then it allows our rebounders to get in and get a rebound.
We talked about the fact earlier that, you know, obviously you're going to miss somebody like Travis Smucker, how not, but I thought McCrary is a nice step in the right direction. I was very impressed with him. But probably the person that probably stands out in my mind as much as anybody in terms of a returning player certainly was Brad Hodge. I thought he picked up right where he left off. He had some great moments for you, I thought, in both those wins.
Well, he's shooting the ball really well right now. We don't mean to jinx him going into this weekend, but you know, he's a lot more comfortable in his skin as far as the way he plays. He can really, you know, he can step out and shoot the basketball. I think he's more aggressive and more physical. I think the fact he put on, you know, close to 15 to 20 pounds during the summer of good weight has really bought into what's going on in the weight room, and we've seen him a lot stronger. And that's one thing about this team. I mean, this team embraces the weight room. I mean, they really do. They come in and work hard. We've seen, you know, close to a 65-pound increase in our squat just since the start of the school year, and close to a 25 to 30-pound increase as a team in our bench. So if you want to play physical basketball and you want to play aggressive basketball, which is what we needed Brad to do last year, and I thought he grew into that. And as you say, I think he has started off where he left off last year, which is exciting for our basketball program.
Well, we've talked about the fun stuff. Now let's talk about Augustan. Obviously, tough road trip for. I think anybody that follows Division II basketball knows this is a really, really, really good team. But I suspect, you know, when I was actually out deer hunting that day, and I got to a little restaurant at Ballantyne, I got a paper real quick just to take a look at it, and I was dang it, you know, I said it out loud, and people are looking at me like, what's going on here? But I saw the score. Obviously, I suspect from your standpoint, would have liked to have seen a more competitive game. Was it a situation where you struggled? Were they just that good, or was it just one of those situations where it was kind of a combination of both, if you will?
I think it was a combination of both. You know, we kind of inherited the home and away schedule with Augustana. I told our coach before the game, even before the tip-off, that we probably wouldn't be making this trek that way again. You know, we decided, you know, cost-wise and everything, to be responsible and bust the trip. So if you can imagine, we got done with our game, our tough game against Mary on Saturday night. We got up, practiced on Sunday, got in the bus, drove to Rapid City. Then from Rapid City, we drove and got into Sioux Falls around 4 o'clock, practiced at 5, got up, played. And during the game, we just... You know, there were some certain things that we could have done better defensively. I thought we didn't play. We played to scout and report almost like we were playing to strangers. I don't think we were as dialed into who we were supposed to guard and how we were supposed to guard them as I think we were maybe in some of the other, you know, the first two tilts. So that was a problem. But the bottom line was, in the first half, we missed 13 one-foot shots. I mean, and it was from different people in different places, in transition, backdoor cuts, easy slips, stuff that we should make. And there, I mean, I'm not talking about tight, you know, shots in and over hands. I mean, I'm talking about right next to the cup type baskets. And when you play a team that likes to run like Augustana, they just feed off of that. And so a lot of those shots came in probably the proverbial college second quarter, and they went on a 17-2 run. We took several timeouts, couldn't stop the bleeding. And I think it kind of deflated us a little bit mentally that we couldn't make those baskets. So and we come out and play straight up in the second half, but the game is already, you know, the game is already in the balance, and they're very good. They shoot the cover off of it. Foster, the young man from Big Timber, who's, you know, a two-time All-Conference player, he didn't even play in the Arizona game, and they played Arizona straight up. I think they lost Arizona by 16, and played them straight, you know, 42-42 in the second half without Foster. And so they add him to the mix. They're a very good basketball team. So you have to, if you're going to win a game like that, you have to go in there and play an A game. You can't go in there and play a C-plus game or something like that. I thought our kids fought hard all the way to the end. They didn't they didn't go away. They didn't quit competing, which was a positive. But I think it was great fuel for us. You know, we took a couple days off. You know, I rolled into my house at about 10 to 9 on Wednesday morning, and we took Wednesday off and Thanksgiving off, and then came back and had some, you know, 3+ hour practices, you know, over the weekend. And we were, you know, like I talked about earlier, Ken, we just worried about us. I mean, we didn't worry about preparing for a scouting report. You know, we went back to how you close out, how you guard the ball, defensive transition. We spent a lot of time on the defensive end of the floor to try and shore that up, because when we get stops, in which we didn't get in the Augustana game, we get opportunities to run. And when we get opportunities to run, that maximizes our ability.
All right, we'll take a look ahead at the games coming up against Dominican and Dixie State. That's coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Johnson drops back. He's in the pocket. He's, man, number 58, came out of nowhere. What a sack. They heard that hit clear up on the high line. Looks like Johnson's down. He's grabbing his knee. Trainers are coming out to the field. Yeah, looks like he's done.
The risk of injury is part of any sport. When injuries happen, turn to the doctors at AMP. AMP doctors are the leading experts in sports medicine and are committed to keeping athletes safe and getting them back into the game. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Learn more at ampmontana.com.
One. Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. 2-1 on the year, and they're set to take on Dominican on Friday, and then they'll take on Dixie State on Saturday. Obviously, this both taking place, I assume, on the Dixie State home floor. Is that correct, this part of a tournament?
Yeah, we open with Dominican, who just beat Western Oregon by, I don't know, 13 or 14 last Friday. We've had some tapes of them playing against Western and Seattle Pacific. Seattle Pacific's picked to win our conference, and Dominican's down 3 with about 8 minutes to go in that game at Seattle Pacific. So they have a tremendous score in Brian. He's averaging 23 points a game. And they have another four man who's averaging 12, and so they average 71 points a game, and those two cats are combining for 35. So, you know, it's easy to point out who you have to stop. It's a lot harder to get them stopped. They play with a lot of freedom. They really run that dribble drive motion, so they bounce the basketball at you a lot. And they had two wins over the weekend, so that, you know, they're feeling very confident. They're a young team, 2 6'10" post players that they rotate in and out, so they have a lot of different pieces. So we're definitely gonna have to try and find a way to slow Brian down and keep the four man from having a big night, and then find a way to score ourselves.
You know, We've talked about this before, but it's been a while since we've talked about games on back-to-back nights. You've got, Dominican, and then the very next night you're at Dixie State. I mean, in the preparation for these games, do you prepare for both teams? Do you just prepare for Dominican and then say, well, we'll have a quick run-through about Dixie State afterwards? Or you've been kind of working on, you know, how to find a way to beat both these squads?
Well, we definitely have looked at both teams, and we've tried to find a common fiber. And so a lot of our defensive breakdowns have incorporated some of the schemes that both teams do. You know, with Dominican, you have to guard to bounce. You have to make sure you can identify their shooters. With Dixie, they run a lot of, they'll flex screens, daggers type action, run lots of different sets. They've got 3 really prolific scorers in Plunkett and Palmer and Whitehead. Whitehead's a transfer from Creighton. So, you know, they've got all the pieces. The Dixie just beat Central Washington, our third-ranked preseason pick, Friday night. Lost a hard-fought game to Northwest Nazarene Saturday night. And so they open with Nazarene on Friday. So I hope both of those guys are just salivating to play one another again, so maybe they'll look past the Jackets a little bit. But, you know, Dixie last year, when they hosted this same tournament, beat Seattle Pacific and beat Western Washington. Beat Central Washington and Western Washington down there. So it's a really, really challenging place to play. They're a very good basketball team with lots of different weapons. And so, you know, we put a preseason schedule together with a lot of tough basketball games. We don't have a lot of, you know, we don't have any real cupcake-type teams that we're going to play. And so every night we go out, we have to play at the top of our game if we want to have a chance to compete and win.
Friday and Saturday on the road as they take on Dominican and Dixie State. And then coming up Friday, December 11th, we'll finally have them at home as Montana State Billings will be hosting Northern New Mexico College. George Pfeiffer, congratulations on still a nice start at 2-1, and best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week on the Coach's Show.
Thanks, Ken.
Ken Adelblue with George Pfeiffer on the Coach's Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.